നാരായണം നമസ്തേജം നരസൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയ മുദീരയേ വേദി രാമായണേ സൈവ പുരാണേ ഭാരതി തഥാ അദ്യൌചന്തി ച മധ്യേ ച ഹരീ സർവത്ര ഗീയതി മൂകം കരോതി വാചാളം അംഗം ലംഘയതി ഗിരിം കൃപാസമം വന്ദേ ശ്രീഗുരുദിനതാരിണീ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം പരമാനന്ദ മാധവ പീബത ഭാഗവതം രസമാളയം രവോ രസികാഭിഭാവക അനർത്ഥോപശമം സാക്ഷാത് ഭക്തിയോഗം അദക്ഷ്യതി ലോകസ്യാജാനതു വിദ്വംസക്രീ സാപ്തദശം ജസ്യാം വൈശ്രീയമാണായാം കൃഷ്ണേ പരമപുരുഷെ ഭക്തിരുത്പദ്യതി പുംസശോകമോഹ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതം പുരാണമമളം യദ്വൈശ്വമാനം പ്രിയം യസ്മിൻ പാരമഹംസമേകമമളം ജ്ഞാനം പരം ഗീയതി തത്ര ജ്ഞാന വിരാഗഭക്തി സഹിതം നൈഷ്കർമ്യമാവിസ്മൃതം തത്സുടം സുപഠന വിചാരണ പരോ ഭക്ത്യാഭിമുഖേ നരോ അർത്ഥയം ബ്രഹ്മസൂത്രാണം ഭാരത এই ভাষ্য রূপ সৌ বেদার্থ পরিগৃহীত সর্ববেদেতি আসানম সারম সারম সমুদ্রুতম সর্ববেদান্ত সারম হি শ্রীমদ্ভাগবত ইষ্যতি তত্র সামৃত চিত্তস্য নান্যত্র সেবতি কুচিত। কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি রস স্বরূপ শ্রী ভাগবত শাস্ত্র হইতে পরম মহতো রাতে বেদ শাস্ত্র হইতে পরম মহতো চারি বেদ উপনিষদে যত কিছু হইও ব্যাস করিল সঞ্চয় তার অর্থ লয় ব্যাস যে সূত্রে দেইর বিষয় বচন শুনলে হই সর্বনাশ মায়াবাদী শুনলে ভাগবত পড়ো বৈষ্ণবীর চৈতন্য চরণে ভাগবত যে না মানে সে জবন সম জন্মে জন্মে প্রভু জম হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম বাসুদেবায় নমো भगवती वासुदेवायो ॐ नमो भगवती वासुदेवायो श्रीमद्भागवतम् नाइन्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 34
पुरुषादेन वक्षीतं सोचन्त्यात्मानं कुर्भीषं असापत् कुपिता सती
ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद व्हेन द चेस्ट वाइफ ऑफ द ब्राह्मण सॉ दैट हर हस्बैंड वाज अबाउट टू डिस्चार्ज सीमेन हैड बीन ईटन By the man-eater, she was overwhelmed with grief and lamentation. Thus, she angrily cursed the king. Pravarti Sloka, text 35. Jasman me bhakita papo, kamartaya patistvaya, tavapi mrityuradhanat, अकृत प्रज्ञ दर्शित ट्रांसलेशन प्रोपान ओ फूलिश सिनफुल पर्सन बिकॉज यू हैव ईटन माई हस्बैंड व्हेन आई वॉज सेक्सुअली इनक्लाइंड एंड डिजायरिंग टू हैव द सीड ऑफ ए चाइल्ड आई शैल ऑल्सो सी यू डाई व्हेन यू अटेम्प्ट टू डिस्चार्ज सीमेन इन योर वाइफ इन अदर वर्ड्स Whenever you attempt to sexually unite with your wife, you shall die. Parvarti Shloka, text 36. Eva mitrasaṁ saptvāṁ pati loka parāyanaṁ tadasthini samidhi agnau prasya bhartugatiṁ gatāṁ Translation by Śrīla Prabhupāda. Thus, the wife of the Brahman cursed King Saudasa, known as Mitra Saha, then being inclined to go with her husband, she set fire to her husband's bones, fell into the fire herself, went with him to the same destination. Visapo dvadasabdante maithunaya samudyata vijnapya brahmani sapam mahishyaso nivarito Translation by Srila Prabhupada. After 12 years, when King Saudasa was released from the curse of by Vasistha, he wanted to have sexual intercourse with his wife, but the queen reminded him about the curse of the Brahmani, and thus he was checked from sexual intercourse. Koko, text 38. Adha urdhum satatyajo Srisukham karmana prajaham Vasistha tadanujnato Madayantyang prajamadhat Translation by Srila Prabhupada. After being thus instructed, the king gave up future happiness of sexual intercourse and by destiny remained sonless. Later, with the king's permission, the great saint Vasistha begot a child in the womb of Madayanti. Text 39. Savai sapta samagarbham abhibhranna vyajayato jigni asmanodaram tasyam swasmakastena kathyate Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Madayanti bore the child within the womb for 7 years and didn't give birth. Therefore, Vasistha struck her abdomen with a stone and then the child was born. Consequently, the child was known as Asmaka, the child born of a stone. Text 40. Asmakat baliko jagye dastri bhi parirakshito nari kavacha ityukto nikhetre muloko abhavat Translation by Srila Prabhupada. From Asmaka, Balika took birth. Because Balika was surrounded by women, and was therefore saved from this anger of Parshuram. He was known as Nari Kavacha, one who is protected by women. When Parshuram vanquished all the Kshatriyas, Balika became the progenitor of more Kshatriyas. Therefore, he was known as Mulaka, the root of the Kshatriya dynasty. Text 41. Tato dasaratha tasmat putra aida vidis tatah radha viswasaho jasya khatvanga sakravarti abhut. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. From Balika came a son named Dasaratha. From Dasaratha came a son named Aidabidi. And from Aidabidi came King Vishwasaha. The son of King Vishwasaha was the famous Maharaj Khatvanga. Parvati Sloka, text 42. Jo Devirathi to Daityan Abadhi Judhi Durjayasam Abadhi Judhi Durjayam Murtamayurgan Petayim Sopurang Sandadhi Manaha. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. King Khatvanga was unconquerable in any fight. Requested by the demigods to join them in fighting demons, he won victory, and the demigods, being very pleased, wanted to give him a benediction. The king inquired from them about the duration of his life and was informed that he had only one moment more. Thus immediately left his palace, went to his own residence, where he engaged his mind fully on the lotus feet of the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The example of Maharaj Khatvanga in performing devotional service is brilliant. Maharaj Khatvanga engaged himself for only a moment in devotional service to the Lord, but he was promoted back to Godhead. Therefore, if one practices devotional service from the beginning of his life, surely return home back to Godhead without doubt, asansaya. In Bhagavad Gita, the word asansaya is used to describe the devotee. There, the Lord Himself gives this instruction, Vajya Sakta Manapartho Jogam Junjan Madasaya Asansayam Samagramma Jatha Gansasi Tatsuna. Now here, son of Prutha Arjuna, how, by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. Srimad Bhagavad-gita 7.1. Lord also instructs, Janma Karmam Tame Divyam Evam Jobiti Tattataha Chakta Deham Punarjanmanayati Mangeti Swarjana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities doesn't, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Bhagavad Gita 4.9. Therefore, from the very beginning of one's life, one should practice bhakti yoga, which increases one's attachment for Krishna. If one daily sees the deity in the temple, makes offerings by worshipping the deity, chants the holy name of the personality of Godhead, preaches about glorious activities of the Lord as much as possible, and thus becomes attached to Krishna. This attachment is called asakti. When one's mind is attached to Krishna, madhyasakta manaha, one can fulfill the mission of life in one human birth. If one misses this opportunity, one doesn't know where he is going, how long he will remain in the cycle of birth and death, and when he will again achieve the human form of life and the chance to return home back to Godhead. The most intelligent person, therefore, uses every moment of his life to render loving service to the Lord. Nectar emanating from Krishna, This is asakti, this is attachment. Here Prabhupada says this thing, This is attachment called asakti. Asakti. When one mind is attached to Krishna, one can fulfill the mission of life in one human birth. Why? Second birth. Uncertain, no guarantee, when again you will get this opportunity, the human birth. Our manav janma hoy no hoy, you may not get. So, what will happen? What will happen to you? Now you have gotten. Now chance has been given to you. You have gotten this rarely achieved birth, this human birth. দুর্লভম মানুষম জন্ম, এই বহু কথা। এক্সাম্পল অফ খটাঙ্গ মহারাজ, এক্সাম্পল অফ মহারাজ খটাঙ্গ ইন পারফর্মিং ডিভোশন সার্ভিস ব্রিলিয়ান্ট। মহারাজ খটাঙ্গ এনগেজড হিমসেলফ ফর ওনলি এ মুভমেন্ট ইন ডিভোশন সার্ভিস টু দি লর্ড, বাট হি ওয়াজ প্রমোটেড ব্যাক টু গড হেড। Therefore, if one practices devotional service from the beginning of his life, surely he'll return home back to Godhead without a doubt, a sansaya. Have you practiced from the beginning? No. But Maharaj Khatwanga practiced only for one moment. Last moment of his life, he went back. Huh? Isn't it? In Bhagavad Gita, the word asansaya is used to describe the devotee. Then, there the Lord Himself gives His instruction. মধ্যাসক্তমনাপার্থ যুগঞ্জুঞ্জন মদাশ্রয় অসংশয় সমগ্রহ্মং যথা জ্ঞান শস্যে তৎশ্রুণি। নাও হিয়ার ও সন পৃথা অর্জুন, হাউ বাই প্র্যাকটিস যোগ ইন ফুল কনসাসনেস অফ মি উইথ মাইন্ড অ্যাটাচড টু মি, ইউ ক্যান নো মি ইন ফুল ফ্রি ফ্রম ডাউট। এগেন ইট সেস, জন্ম কর্ম চ মে দিব্যং এবং যোবিথি তত্ত্বতঃ তত্ত্বা দেহং পুনর্জন্ম ইতি মাগিয়েতি সো অর্জুন। One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities doesn't, after leaving this body, take birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode. Where is? Fall down. No, Jim Tattva. Krishna says clearly, no. Therefore, from the very beginning of one's life, one should practice bhakti yoga, bhajan, which increases one's attachment for Krishna. Practical example Prabhupada gives. If one daily sees the deity in the temple, makes offering by worshipping the deity, chants the holy name of the Lord, and preaches about the glorious activities of the Lord as much as possible, he thus becomes attached to Krishna. This attachment is called asakti. Adasraddha, tat sadhu sangha, tat bhajan kriya, nashta nivruti, nishtha tata, ruchi tata asakti. Then comes asakti, this asakti, attachment. When one's mind is attached to Krishna, madhya asakta mana, one can fulfill the mission of life in one human birth. What is the mission of life? To get love of Krishna. That is the supreme, what you say, perfection, goal. To get Krishna. Do you understand? To get Krishna. How can you get Krishna? How can you approach Krishna? Krishna is the only object of love. Without love you cannot approach Krishna, you cannot get Krishna. So that love, Krishna prema, prema bhakti, is the mission, is goal. Supreme perfection. That is the goal of life. Fulfill the mission of life in you. One human birth. The human birth, the purpose of this human, really acid birth, dullabham manusunjanamam, labdhasudalo yidum bhushamu vante, manusya marthada manitya mapiya dhira. Repeatedly in Bhagavata, it is said, after undergoing lakhs of spaces of life and lakhs of brahmandas, one gets this chance. He gets this really acid birth, human birth. And mission of human life is paramartha lab, Krishna prema bhakti. Do you understand? Thereby you'll get Krishna. That's the mission. So, if one misses this opportunity, one doesn't know where he is going. Where are you going, Baba? What is your destination? How long will you remain in the cycle of birth and death? How long? Kodho nidra jao maya pisachira kole. How long will you sleep in the lap of maya? How long will you sleep in the lap of maya? How long? How many lakhs of lives? Already slept lakhs of lives. How long? Isn't it? That is it. Chaklabhat. Then he will again achieve the human form of life and the chance to return him back to Godhead. No guarantee. Uncertain. Uncertain. You may not get again this human birth. Or manusya janma hoy, na hoy. Is there any guarantee? You will miss this opportunity now. Never engage yourself this, what do you say? Pritipurna bhajan, loving bhajan, you miss this opportunity, what guarantee is there again you'll get remembered? No guarantee. The most intelligent person, therefore, uses every moment of his life to render loving service to the Lord. This is the conclusion. Jai jana bhaje Krishna sevara chatur. Who is intelligent? Who is most intelligent? Jai jana bhaje Krishna sevara chatur. Who does Krishna bhajan? He is most intelligent. He never misses even one moment of his life. All is engaged in loving bhajan, loving service to the Lord. Bhajan means service. Understand me? Every moment engaged, never misses one moment. Are you doing? You understand? We are chanting, singing that song. Hari Hari Bipale Janama Goyin. Manusya Janama Paya, Radha Krishna Namhaja, Janya Sunya Visokhain. Give me. That Nartam Das Thakur Mahajana. Mahajana Jai Koi Satyamani. Sadhu Mahajan. Mahajan said, that is truth. That is truth. Mahajana Jena Gatasapantha. Follow the footprints of Mahajana. Mahajana. This Nartam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they have sung it. Oh Lord Hari, I have spent my life uselessly, having obtained a rarely achieved bath, human bath, or having not worshipped Radha Krishna, not doing Radha Krishna bhajan, and knowingly drinking poison. Isn't it? Knowingly drinking poison. Are not you? Drinking poison. The treasure of divine love in Goloka Vrindavan has descended at the congregation chanting Lord Hari. Golokero prema dhana Hari nama sankirtana
Golokero prema dhana Hari nama sankirtana
Rati nanam miloke netaye
Rati nanam
Sansaro vishanore divani sihi ajore
Sansaro vishanore
divani sihi ajore Injuraite na koinu upayo Injuraite জীবের দশা মলিন দেখে নিতাই নাম এনেছে ব্রজ থেকে রে, ইজন্ট ইট? জীবের দশা মলিন দেখে নিতাই নাম এনেছে ব্রজ থেকে। নিতাই ইজ ভেরি ভেরি মোর মার্সিফুল দ্যান গৌর। নিতাই ইজ মোর মার্সিফুল দ্যান গৌর। নিতাই স দি কন্ডিশন অফ জীব ইজ হিয়ার ইন দ্য মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড, সাফারিং 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 time immemorial. His heart, black, heart bleeds. So let me go, take this, Golokar Premandhan Harinam Sankirtan, from Brajbhumi, Golok Vrindavan. He came down here with that Harinam Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. মুখ্য পথে জীব পায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেমধন নিরপরাধ নাম রইলে পায়। ইউর চ্যান্টিং ইজ পিওর অফেন্সলেস, ইউর নেম ইজ না ডিফারেন্ট ফ্রম কৃষ্ণ, ইউল গেট প্রেম, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড? দেন ইউল গেট কৃষ্ণ। দ্যাট ইজ দি মিশন অফ হিউম্যান লাইফ। দ্যাট ইজ সেজ গোলকের প্রেমধন হরিনাম সংকীর্তন রতিনা জমিলা কেন তাই। সো দিস হরিনাম সংকীর্তন ইজ গোলকের প্রেমধন, দিস ইজ ইনভ্যালুবল অ্যাসেট অ্যাভেলেবল ইন গোলক বৃন্দাবন। But I am so foolish rascal, I have not developed attachment, attraction for this chanting of holy name. Huh? Isn't it? Developed attraction to what? Like hog, developed attraction to stool. Isn't it? The stool is available, running there, huh? Stool is available. Not running there where such Goloka Premdhan is available. Huh? Understand my language? Such a fool. Why did my attraction for that Golokar Premdhanu Nam Sankirtan never come about? Day and night my heart burns from the fire of the poison of worldliness. Yes. Judaite na koi lupai. I have not taken the means to relieve it. I am such a poor rascal I am. Dajendra Nandana jayi sachi sutta hoilo sehi, balaram hoilo nitai. Dino hino jato chilo harinami uddharila tar sakhi jagai malai. Lord Krishna, son of king of brother, became son of sachi, Lord Chaitanya sachi nandan, balaram became nitai. Holy name delivered all those souls who were lowly and wretched. The two sinners jagai and malai are evidence of this. Aha prabhu nanda sutta, amrushabhanu sutta jato, karuna karo ivar. Narottama das koy na theliyo ranga pay tuma bina ke ache amar. O Lord Krishna, O Nanda, accompanied by daughter of Vrishabhanu, please be merciful to me. Narottama das says, O Lord, please do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet, for who is my beloved except for you? Huh? Is only beloved. The object of love is Krishna. He insists. So, that is the mission of life. One misses this opportunity, one doesn't know where he is going, how long remain in the cycle of birth and death, and when will again achieve the human form of life and chance to return home back to Godhead. The most intelligent person therefore uses every moment of his life to render loving service to the Lord. Every moment. Don't miss one moment. Huh? Isn't it? He is intelligent. They jana bhaje Krishna, se bada chatur. He is intelligent. Se bada chatur. He is very intelligent who does Krishna bhajan with love. Priti bhajan bhajan. He is intelligent. Otherwise, what is intelligence? Do you understand? Jiver swarupa hoy, Krishna nitya das. The swarup of jiva is Krishna's eternal servant. So, this priti, bhakti, prema bhakti, is sarva dharma of jiva. Understand my language? Huh? Sarva dharma, natural dharma of the jiva. Huh? But in a conditional stage, he has forgotten Krishna. Huh? Developed but daily conditional life, thinking body is self. So, what type of dealings is he has been doing in this bodily conditional life in conditional stage. Huh? He is doing this loving dealings with his body, home and heart, his wife, his son, his daughter, his kith and kin, his relatives. Isn't it? Not loving dealings with Krishna. Isn't it? He has forgotten. As a result, what he gets? He gets some little, very little, little happiness. Consequence is unlimited misery, dukkha jonaya evati, isn't it? Dukkha jonaya, unlimited misery, unlimited, unlimited. Fool is a fool. Fool! Is a fool, isn't it? He has not put or placed Krishna is object of love in platform of love. Instead, he has put whom? Put his body and body relation, wife, son, daughter in the platform of love. He's full. Isn't it? Full. So, consequence, unlimited misery. Therefore, who is only Srudang Sarabhutanam? Who is your only well-wishing friend? Who is he? Krishna. What he says? Pridhinna javan vaivasudevi namuchyate deha yogena tavan. As long as you have not developed priti, love towards me, Vasudeva, Krishna, you will never be free from this bodily bondage. Understand me? Therefore say, how long will you remain in the cycle of birth and death? How long? As long as you have not developed priti, love towards me, Vasudeva, then how long? Here he says, if one misses this opportunity, doesn't know where he is going, how long he will remain in the cycle of birth and death, when will he again achieve him and form of life and chance to return home back to Godhead? He's a fool. He's a fool, he misses this opportunity. Not fool, intelligent, never miss. The most intelligent person therefore uses every moment of his life to render loving service to the Lord. Every moment. So, Purushottam Teta, fool, are acting like a fool. Jai jana bhaje Krishna, se vada satup. One who does Krishna bhajan, never misses one moment, he is most intelligent. Most intelligent. Krishna is the only object of love. Lord Hari is the only object of love. Priti is nitya vishaya. This priti, we have eternal loving relationship with Krishna. That is eternal. Here, relationship, material lesson, temporary. Temporary. Consequence, unlimited. Misery. So, this is the mission of human birth, mission of life. Krishna prema. And that Krishna comes as Gauranga, Sachinandana, prema purushottama, gives that prema through chanting his holy name. Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Ram,
Ram,
Mukhya pathe jiva paaye Krishna prema dhana, niraparadhe naam loile paaye prema dhana. If your chanting is offenseless, pure name is not different from Krishna, that is prema. Do you understand? Your chanting is pure, offenseless, then that's prema. You'll get prema, you'll get Krishna. Do you understand? That is question of prema. So that prema is the goal of life. Do you understand? That is the supreme perfection of human birth. Without prema, nobody can get Krishna. Nobody can approach Krishna. Nobody can get him. Do you follow? Therefore, the Gaudiya Acharyas, Vaishnavas, they say this, prema is supreme to paratattva, prema. Do you understand? And this creation, the base of creation is prema. Because it has come from Krishna. Do you understand? Anadiradri Govindam sarva karana karanam. So, in Vedic hymen, it is also said, the jagat, material world, has come from that ananda, transcendental bliss, and going on, the goal is ananda, destination is ananda, going towards it, isn't it? And Veda says, anandam brahma, brahma, supreme brahma, parabrahma, ananda, sachida ananda vigraha, sanamaya, chinamaya, anandamaya, full of transcendental bliss. The Gaudiya Acharya says, that is prema, the parakasta, last limit of that ananda is prema. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, ananda chinmaya rasa prema rakhyan. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami, ananda chinmaya rasa prema rakhyan. That rasa mellow is derived from that transcendental pleasure. It's transcendental mellow chinmaya rasa, that is prema. Understand me? Ananda chinmaya rasa prema rakhyan. Chaitanya Charitamrita, you may see. So, this prema is not one-sided, it is two-sided. Prema has viṣaya and āśraya. Do you understand? Viṣaya, āśraya. Krishna is prītir viṣaya and premi bhaktas are prītir āśraya. Do you understand? Krishna is the object of love, premi bhaktas, they are abode of love, āśraya. Isn't it? So, here it is hinted, Rupa Goswami, Rasācārya, he has given the definition of prema. What is that definition? Jad bhava bandhanam junar buddhi prema anigadyate. Understand? I cannot but tell this thing, because it is hinted here, the goal of human life. Jad bhava bandhanam junar buddhi prema anigadyate. This is bhava bandhanam. This is the tie of loving bondage. Understand me? Bondage of loving sentiment. That is prema. Understand my language? Jad bhava bandhana junar buddhi prema anigadyate. This bandhana, this bondage is eternal, not temporary. It is always newer, never grows old. Understand? Never grows old. Is ever newer. It has no death, it's deathless. Do you understand? Amar, Abhinasi, that is prema. Understand me? Though externally, apparently you find all the symptoms, all the causes of annihilation is there, still it is not annihilated. Sarvata dhamsaraitam satyapi dhamsakarani. This is prema. Understand me? My language? Deaf. Why shall I say if you are deaf? Cannot hear me? Why shall I say? Are you hearing? If you are deaf, then I am sowing this seed in a barren land. No fructification. Usara bhumite bija bopon. No reciprocation. So, this is bhava bandhan, loving bondage between bhakta and bhagavan, premi bhakta and bhagavan. Understand me? This is prema. So, then there is gradual development. Isn't it? Gradual development. Example, acharyas give, this is mela, do you understand? Juice, sugarcane juice, like sugarcane juice, so sweet. If you condense it, then it becomes what? Molasses. Make it more condensed, then it becomes sugar. Make it more condensed, then it becomes sugar candy. Isn't it? And make it more condensed, then what is that? Sita Mishri. The big block of sugar candy, not tiny blocks. Understand? Similarly, the gradual development of this prema is there. That is gradual development. That is sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava, rudha mahabhava, dhrudha mahabhava, madanakya, madanakya. Understand? Last is madanakya mahabhava. Do you follow? This is topic. Gaudiya acharyas, they have discussed this thing. So, let me in this respect tell you, when this prema becomes condensed, then it says sneha. First is sneha. What is a sneha? Chit dip dipanan Uddhal Niramani Rupapad says, when this sneha stage comes, the heart, in the heart, the devotee, there's some enlightenment is there. In Gita, that Krishna says, Tesang sattajuktanang bhajatang pritipurvakam dadami buddhijogam tamjena mangupadantite. Next verse says, Tesang eva anukampartham ahang ajnanajantamang nasayami atmabhavastha jnanadhipena bhasvata. It is hinted there. In Gita, everything is there, but in very seed form. But it is explained elaborately in Bhagavatam. Then most in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Gradual development. It's all there. Do you understand? Tesangahaman kumpahartama jnanasantamu nasayami atmabhavastha jnanadipena vasvata. I enkindle the jnanadipa, the light of knowledge. Thereby, the ignorance, the darkness, ignorance called darkness, dissipated. This is sneha. Chit dip dipanan. That means hrudaya. The heart becomes enlightened. There is no question of darkness at all, no ignorance. And again, Shudayam Dravayam. Then this is the first rise, first condensed state of prema, that is sneha. Then Shudayam Dravayam. That means the heart melts. No hardness is there. Heart melts. Understand me? Heart melts. This is sneha. When this sneha stage is there, then what will happen? You will definitely, daily come to see the beautiful form of the Lord. Here Prabhupada says. What Prabhupada says, it is all here. Huh? Very short purport, but so big thing is here. Deep purport here. Bhakti Vedanta purport, you understand. Here he says. Practical he says. If one daily sees the deity in the temple, he must come, he cannot but come. Like a drunkard, very addicted in drinking. Sir, run. Where is liquor, sir? Where is liquor, sir? Where is liquor, sir? Where is liquor, sir? Isn't it? Addicted. So when the sneha stage has come, he's addicted. Where is temple? Where is Radha Krishna? Where is beautiful Shyam Sundar? Where shall I go and see? Daily come. This is what. Understand what Bhakti Vedanta purport says? Are you understanding? Are you understanding? Are you understanding? It is all here, therefore it is everything in my book. But you try to understand it, Baba. Go deep, deeper most region. Then you collect gem, and value of gem. Don't float in the surface of the ocean, then you collect fish only. And Bhaktivedanta Swami doesn't want that you collect fish. Fulfill the mission of human life, he says, mission of human life. Be intelligent. Don't be fool. Understand my language. Don't be fool. Be intelligent. Try to understand Bhaktivedanta Purport. Bhaktivedanta Purport. Try to understand, Baba. Fool. Are you fool? Are you understanding? Are you ever touching it? Ever touching it? It's like touch stone. If you can touch, if you're fortunate to touch it, immediately attraction is there. Yes. You are far, far away from it, Baba. Not touching. Such a fool. Thinking himself, very intelligent, fool things, I am very intelligent. Grateful. Thinking himself, very intelligent. Are Baba. Grateful. Asuchyanam asuchyastam pragyam badancho vasase. Isn't it? Krishna Arjuna was thinking himself very wise. But Sishyate yam sadhi mantam prapannam. And he said, I become your sishya. Please sadhi mantam. Please inflict discipline on me. Asuchyan pragyam badancho. Asuchyanam asuchyastam pragyam badancho. You are number one fool thinking yourself, Pandit. You fool. First chastisement is Guru's chastisement. Thinking is a Pandit, learned, number one fool. Pandit, they never lament, you are lamenting and thinking. Pandit, learned, such a fool you are, thinking I am intelligent, very intelligent. A fool. So, when this sneha stage comes, then he becomes attracted to the beautiful form of Krishna. Understand? That is the, what you say, result, fruit. Phalena parichoyate. There is a phalena parichoyate. It is just from the fruit. Then fruit, it's just from the fruit. Then you can daily come to temple. Here is the Prabhupada said, daily. If one daily sees the deity in the temple, who? Who comes? Who sees? Who sees beautiful form of Shyam Sundar? Oh, how beautiful is Krishna here? Where is liquor shop? Liquor shop? Where is temple? Where is temple? Where is Radha Krishna temple? Where is nice Shyam Sundar form? Where shall I go? Sneha. Do you understand? That is the test. So he will say the ever new, ever fresh Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty never grows old, Krishna never grows old. Nitya navana vayamana. Every moment, newer, fresh. Do you see the same form every day? Fool. Say, I have gone there. Krishna Balaram on the absent. You fool. Have you seen? Same. Ever new, ever fresh. I have not seen such beauty. It daily comes. This is Sneha. At that time, there is no satiation in seeing the beauty of Krishna. No satiation. Koti netra nahi dilo sabe dilo dui, tahate nimesa Krishna ki dekhiba mui. Then says, this rascal Brahma don't know how to create nicely. Chastises Brahma. He's a rascal. He don't know how to create nicely. He gave only two eyes to me. Never gives cross of eyes. How can you see the beauty of Krishna? Such rascal is. This is Sneha space. Understand? Jagdish Pandit. This Sneha only gave two eyes. Never gave cross of eyes. All I gave two eyes, again eyelids are there. Blinking. Why can't I see the beauty of Krishna? This is Sneha. Again, another symptom of Sneha, that it will become very greedy to hear Krishna Katha. Yes. Then he says, Rascal Brahma gave me 2 years. Arbhuta Karna. He didn't give me millions of years, only gave two years. Isn't it? And deaf ear, deaf. You can't hear. Deafness is there. No satiation. There is no satiation seeing the beauty of Krishna. No satiation seeing Krishna Katha. Do you understand? Hear more and more. And again another test, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And test the mellow. Namamruta, nectarian mellow emanating from the holy name. So sweet. Testing. Then verses. Nadani ko te ko madhu, syamo nami achego. Neko teko madhu, syamo nami achego, badana charite nahi pare, badana charite nahi pare. Such sweetness is there in the name of Syam. Such nectarian sweetness is there in name of Syam. Ajitananda. Testing. Such nectarian sweetness is in name of Syam. Oh my friend. Such sweetness is there, nectarian sweetness in name of Syam. My tongue doesn't want to leave it for one moment. So, where is it? Hare Krishna. Is it chanting? How many? 16 hours, so much. Hare Krishna. Then, test stool. So, Nanane kodega madhu syamaname achego, badana charite na pare. Such nectarian sweetness, honey is there in the name of Syam. My tongue don't want to leave it for a moment. Where it is, therefore, Prabhupada says, chant the holy name of the Lord. Who chants, Baba? Are you chanting? Hare Krishna. Chanting, This is Sneha stage. You understand? Chanting, tasting, never ceases. The tongue will never cease chanting. Oh, such sweet nectarian. Honey I am tasting, how can I? Huh? Stop it! This is sneha. Do you follow? This is sneha. Then it becomes more condensed, then it comes mana. Huh? Sneha. Next condensed stage is mana. Mana means what you say in English? Somebody has pouting counter love due to confidential familiarities. Somebody gave this translation. I don't know. Yes, counter love, huh? Mana. Pouting counter love due to confidential familiarities. That is mana. Huh? When this mana stays, this is very wonderful. Huh? In this wonderful stage, this Krishna is beloved, isn't it? Beloved, most beloved. For most beloved, that one bhav comes in Ujjala Niramani, that is known as Adakhinya bhav. Rupa Goswami has mentioned Adakhinya bhav. What is that? Adakhinya means he becomes very grave. Do you understand? Lover becomes very grave. And due to this gravity, he hides his sentiments, bhav. Do you understand? Never expresses it because of this gravity. There is known as Adakshinya bhav. In Ujjala Niramani says, this is mana. This stage, in this stage, one feels the pangs of separation, viraha dasa. Understand me? Viraha dasa. Krishna, the love has two sides. Lover, beloved, Vishoy, Ashroy. Do you understand? Krishna is the Priti Vishoy, object of love, and Premi Bhakta, gopis, Radharani, that type of bhaktas, they are Priti Ashroy, the abode of love, isn't it? So there is loving reciprocations. So in this mana stage, Krishna is very dear to his devotees. Krishna always wants, but so Krishna's loving dealings are there, but in this mana stage, the lover, what he says, because of his gravity, he develops abhimana, sulkiness. Do you understand? Develops sulkiness, then he disregards it. And later, he laments. Kanya kahe puna dhikmar buddhi abhimane harailu kanuguna nidhi. Then he cries, laments, oh, condemns himself, I am such a fool, I disregarded the loving dealings of my most beloved. I disregarded it. Thereby, I lost it. Then he feels the acute pang of separation. This is mana. When mana becomes more condensed, then it becomes pranaya. Pranaya. Therefore, say pranaya vikruti. Pranaya, in pranaya stage, Rupa Goswami says in Ujjala Niramani, he uses one word that says visrambha. Visrambha. Visrambha means abhinna manana. Abhinna manana. That means, in that stage, lover, beloved, lover, that means Radharani, never thinks her own body, mind, life, intelligence is different from Krishna's. Do you understand? Abhinna manana. Thinking non-different. Abhinnata. That is pranaya. Understand me? Oneness. That's pranaya. So, therefore, is oneness. Is abhinna manana. Therefore, the garment of Radhani is blue. Blue. Nilamani. Do you understand? Is abhinna. This is because in the heart, Ujjala Niramani is there. Such garment is blue. Then, when pranaya becomes more condensed, then it's called raga. It's known as raga. So in this raga stage, for the beloved, if he suffers, do you understand? Very severely if he suffers for beloved, do you understand? Still, it seems to be very pleasing. Suffering seems to be pleasing in that stage. Tomar lagya kolonkar har kolai purte sukha. Do you understand? So, people and brother, they are criticizing Radharani. Radharani is unchaste, prostitute. Do you understand? Koba nadani, nadati, jamunam kulinam manu, radharami kulata bavadu. Whoever, who is not going to the Jamuna to fetch water, if Radharani goes, becomes prostitute, kulata. Such criticism is there. Do you understand? So this raga stage, such nasty criticism becomes very pleasing. Therefore, in Olight O Syam, for you, this nasty criticism is like a nice garland for me, I'll put around my neck. Understand? This is raga. Then, raga becomes more content, then becomes anuraga. And then anuraga stays. You'll see ever fresh, newer, 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 newer relishment you'll get. Aswadava, newer, 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 newer relishment. And soipirati anuraga bakhanite tile tile nuton hoy. Every moment you become newer, newer relishment, not same type of relishment every moment you'll get. Do you understand? Do you think the beauty of Krishna is there in Krishna? He says no. You say yes. How you say no? Understand what he says? That's a fact. That's a fact. How it newer, newer, Baba? It is the eye of the beloved. Understand me? Eye of the lover. Krishna is beloved. Eye of the lover. Premi bhakta. It is his eye. It depends on the eye. Eye of premi bhakta. Krishna's beauty, how ever newer, 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 newer. Do you understand? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami has written that thing, quoting Krishna's words, Amar madhurja nitya navanava hoy, so sa prema nurupa bhakta aswadhoy. Do you follow? Amar madhurja nitya navanava hoy, so sa prema nurupa bhakta aswadhoy. My madhurja, my beauty, sweetness of my beauty, every moment is newer, newer. The bhakta, premi bhakta releases according to eagerness. Do you understand? According to his or her eagerness, this is anuraga dasa. One wonderful event takes place in this anuraga dasa. What is that? That if there is union, sambhoga, do you follow? Sambhoga. In that union, sambhoga time, even a kalpa seems to be a moment. You follow? When there is ras dance, there is sambhoga, union. Brahmaratri, for one night of Brahma, ras dance continues. Isn't it? From one night, what is the calculation? So long period. You cannot calculate. One night of Brahma. Satya, Treta, Dwapara, Kali, four jugas come 1,000 times. 1,000 times, calculate how many years. That is one night of Brahma. So long period of rasa dance continued. But the gopis thought of it. It is like a flash of a lightning. Chick, came and went out. So long period. Seems to be a moment, a flash of lightning. This is wonderful event takes place in this anuraga dasa. Understand me? Again, in the viraha dasa is a union. Viraha dasa, jugai tam nimisena That is Virahadasa. Juga itam nimisena. One moment seems to be long, very long juga. Juga itam nimisena. Chakshusa prabhusa itam sunya itam jagat sarvam govinda virahenami. That is the wonderful event expressed in this Anuragadasa. Do you understand? So, this is wonderful event in Anuragadasa. And gopis, in Rasrajani, when Krishna, suddenly disappeared from the Ras dance, taking Radhani with him, all gopis, they are crying, lamenting, isn't it? What they are saying? What they are saying? The 10th canto. Srimad Bhagavatam, I quoted that verse that day. You quote? Jatte sujata saranam burang stanesu bhitasane priyadadhimai karkasesu. Tenata vingata sita vyathade naking swit krupa adhivir bhamati dhir bhavad ayuswam naha. That the verse. Jatte sujata saranam burang stanesu bhitasane priyadadhimai karkasesu. Tenata vingata sita vyathade naking swit krupa adhivir bhamati dhir bhavad ayuswam naha. That the verse.
Dearly beloved, your lotus feet are so soft that we place them gently on our breasts, fearing that your feet will be hurt. Our life rests only in you. Our minds, therefore, are filled with anxiety that your tender feet might be wounded by the pebbles as you roam about on the forest path.
Yes. Do you understand? That is their feeling. That is their feeling. They are afraid. Oh Lord, oh my beloved, we are very much afraid. When we put your such soft lotus feet on our breast is very hard. We are afraid it may hurt you. But bhitasane dadhimai karkasesu. But you are wandering in the jungle of Vrindavan with that lotus feet. That jungle of Vrindavan filled with thorns and pointed pebbles. So are not they hurting you? How are you wandering? Then thinking, what is that? Thinking this, our head reels. What happened? So, is it that Krishna's lotus feet become very hard, coming in contact with our hard breast? Or, the thorns and pebbles have become very soft, coming in contact with the soft lotus feet of Krishna? Do you understand me? This is thought. This thought comes. Our head reels. This is the symptom of anuraga. Anuragavati. Lakshana. Understand me? Then anuraga becomes more condensed, then becomes bhava. Samvedya dasa javadasya vritti. Udra Nilamani Rupapa says, Sambhedyadasa javadasya vritti. That means, in this anuraga stage, there is no language to speak about. You cannot describe the language such stage that it is only such a devotee only can understand it in his heart. It is the heart's understanding only. You understand me? It says, Sumbhidyadasa. He himself, one who was in that stage, only he can understand. There's no language to describe it. It's the Sumbhidyadasa. Do you understand? And again, such feeling simultaneously arise. That's the Javadasribhuti. And when this bhavs arises in the heart, then external symptoms are there. Astasastika, vikara. Asru, kampa, pulaka, sveda, vaivanya, sarabhanga, tamba, pralaya. Shedding of tears, shivering of the body, kampa, pulaka, ecstasy of the body, your hairs on the body are raised, and that is pulaka, sveda, perspiration, vaibhanya, heading of the color, sarabhanga, faltering voice, stambha, no movement, motionless, then praya, murcha, unconscious, fall down. This astasattvika bhava. Eight sattvika symptoms arise, manifest in body, that is external symptoms. Then you can understand that he is in bhava stage. All right. Then bhava becomes markanda, then it becomes mahabhava. Understand me? Then rudha bhava, adhirudha mahabhava, madhana, madhana. I have said. This is the gradual development of prema, and culmination is madhanakya mahabhava. That is the mission of human life. Prema, you understand? And Mahaprabhu, here it says, one who has developed that prema, so he will daily come. He has got developed attachment, asakti, daily come to the temple, see the sat, neighbor. Ever fresh beauty of Krishna, makes offering by worshipping deity, chants his holy name, such, releases such nectar and sweet emanating, sweetness emanating from holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, and preaches about the glories of activities of the Lord as much as possible. Preaches. Goes out, he cannot stay. Sit tightly in the room. Go out and preach. Prana-chitar-sethu-prachar. Prana-chitar-sethu-prachar. He has life. Therefore goes out and preach. What is the life? What is the life, Baba? What is life? Below. Because life, source of life is Krishna. Understand? Source of the life is Krishna. Krishna is his life. Syama mor pranadhana. Understand me? Syama mor pranadhana. Syama mor avarana. Jivaniro jivana, Shyama moro jivaniro jivana, Shyama hena dhana pabo, Iyaro majare thobo. This is Shyama moro pranadhana, Shyama moro avarana, Shyama moro jivaniro jivana. That Shyam is the life of my life. Shyam is my lord of my heart, invaluable asset. Shyam is my whole ornament. Shyam is the life of my life. Prana chitar setu prasar. He sees how Krishna's jiva is suffering. His heart bleeds, seeing the suffering of the jivas. It's Krishna's jiva, Krishna's, Krishna's. Yes, suffering. Let me go and inculcate complete Krishna consciousness. Let his suffering be done away with forever. That is prana, life. He goes out and preaches. You understand? That person goes out and preaches. His heart bleeds in the suffering. Jiva, jiva, part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna's jiva, who is the object of my love, who is the lord of my heart, is suffering. Yes, life. Therefore goes out and preaches. Who will go out and preach, Baba? Have no life. Shyam is not your life. How long? Oh, I am tired. Then you feel tired. But tirelessly going preaching. Because Shyam is life. pranachitasetu prachar. That's what Prabhupada says here. Preaches about glorious sacred love as much as possible. Who can do so? All Bhakti Vedanta Bhagavata. What says? One sentence. It has so deep purport in it. One has gotten Shyam as his life. He goes out and preaches. He sees all jivas. It's Krishna's. It's Krishna's. The Krishna is object of my love, which is Lord of my heart. Suffering, how can I tolerate? My heart bleeds. That's what he preaches. How can preach? That is prema, the question of love. That's the mission of human life. Mission of human life. This is becomes attached to Krishna. This attachment is called asakti. When one's mind is attached to Krishna, madhya asakta mana, one can fulfill the mission of life in one human birth. One human birth. If one misses this opportunity, one doesn't know where he's going. How long will he remain in the cycle of birth and death? How long? How long? When will he again achieve? No guarantee. Again achieve human form of life? No guarantee. Our manusdhan may hoy, no hoy. You may again get or may not get. No guarantee. Is there a guarantee? No guarantee. So he's a fool who misses. Most intelligent person therefore uses every moment of his life to render loving service to the Lord. Jai jana bhaje Krishna sevara chatur is really most intelligent who does Krishna bhajan. It's priti purna bhajan. Bhajan with love. Krishna says, manmana bhava, madbhakto, madjaji, mang namaskura. Think of me. Every moment. Don't miss one moment, manmana bhava. Every moment think of me. Who can? One who has gotten this prema. This is the activity of prema. Stupid mind. Mind is stupid, fickle, stubborn, disobedient. Isn't it? Chanchalahi mana krishna pramathi varabhadrudham tasyam nigramanye vayori vasudaskara. Gita, 6th chapter. Isn't it, teacher of Gita? Chanchalahi mana krishna pramathi varabhadrudham tasyam nigramanye vayori. Stupid mind, stubborn mind, disobedient mind, fickle mind. Fickle mind, most fickle. Isn't it? Oh, Krishna, Arjuna, this is Arjuna's war. Arjuna is a great warrior. He says, impossible, 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 impossible to control this fickle mind, stubborn mind, disobedient mind, isn't it? Impossible, impossible, by your evil sudhaskaram, cannot say the, blowing up the bowl and stir with your fist. As it is impossible, similarly it is impossible to control this fickle mind, stubborn mind. Do you understand? How will it be? Krishna says, manmana bhava, think of me. Every moment. That Krishna came as Mahaprabhu, what he says, same instruction. Ahor niso chinta krishna bala bodhani. Ahor niso chinta krishna bala bodhani. Isayoni ibodhani kiva jagoroni. Isoyoni kibodoni kibajagaroni. Krishna says, aharnisa, day and night, 24 hours. Think of Krishna, manmana bhava. All condition, waking condition, sleeping condition, dreaming condition, while taking food. Don't miss one moment. That is manmana bhava. Are you doing? So, who does? One has developed this priti, prema, this question of priti. This stupid mind is so fickle, you see, its fickleness source. It goes in such a speed, speedier than the speed of the light, speed of the wind. Yes, isn't it? The speed of this mind is more than the speed of the light and the speed of the wind, pavanurgati. So speed, so fickle. How can you control it? How can fix a lotus feet of Krishna, manmanaya bhava? Think of me, day and night, 24 hours, waking condition, sleeping condition, while eating food. How will it be? Unless you have developed priti, love, it's not possible at all. There was some love and affection for his body-body relations, wife, son, daughter, thinking. Not put Krishna in the platform of love, how can you do it? That is the goal of human life. That is Parama Purusartha, Supreme Purusartha, Fifth Purusartha, Krishna Prema. This is the question of priti. Otherwise you cannot become Manmanabhava. That's the most confidential. Sarvaguhyatamam. Most confidential instruction in Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it? Sarvaguhyatamam bhuyam sunume paramam vachah. 18th chapter. Last part of 18th chapter you'll find. 9th chapter he said, again he repeated in 18th chapter, sarvaguhyatamam sunume paramam vachah. Sarvaguhya, most confidential. Manmanabhava madbhakto majjaji mang namaskar mang vishyasi satyam te pratijane priyosi me. You are very dear, that is satya, the truth I tell you, most confidential. Manmanabhava, think of me constantly, every moment, don't forget me, even for one moment. This is thinking, this is the question of love, priti. If I have not developed priti, how can a stupid mind think of fickle mind? How? No possibility. This is priti. This is the mission of human life, he says. This is the mission of human life. Most intelligent person, therefore, uses every moment of life, loving service, priti purna bhajan, engaged in priti purna bhajan. This question of priti, love, loving service. This question of love. Otherwise, it's not possible at all. Do follow me. And this is reciprocation. This is reciprocation. Krishna says, Manonabhava. Who is the example? Where is the example? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Manonabhava. Example is given in 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Understand? 10th canto of Bhagavatam, example is given there. Example is given there. You'll find is Uddhava Sandesh, 10th canto example, Bhagavata, Gopi's love of Gopi, love of Radharani, topmost. Every moment, day and night, 24 hours, they are thinking. Similarly, Krishna is thinking, this is reciprocal, reciprocation. If you think of Krishna, every moment Krishna thinks of you. Understand me? This is Krishna went to Mathura, Akrura came, took Krishna Balaram to Mathura. Krishna left Vrajabhumi. So, gopis, they are feeling acute pang of separation from Krishna, isn't it? They have become completely mad. They have given up everything. No eating, no sleeping, nothing. Their body has become very skinny. Very skinny. Very skinny. You see. As if dying. Every moment they are thinking. This is Manmanabhava. Such viraha, vyatha. Such pangs, acute pangs, they are feeling. Do you think only this feeling is there with gopis, not with Krishna? It is reciprocal. Krishna also feels. Understand? Krishna also feels that this is reciprocal. This is not one-sided. This is two sides. And question of priti comes, it has two sides. Vishoy, asoy. Lover, beloved. Krishna also feels. Krishna also feels the pangs of separation from gopis. Yes. Krishna also feels such acute pang of separation from gopis. What to do? He couldn't go there, gopis couldn't come here. What to do? What is the solution? To send the message of love. This is the only solution. Then Krishna sends Uddhava, isn't it? That is Uddhava Sandesh. 10th canto, you'll find, chapter is there, sending Uddhava. Sending Uddhava, because Uddhava is very dear. Na tathame priyatama, atma jonir, na sankara, na sankarsana, na sri naiva atma tatha bhava. Isn't it? Uddhava, you are so dear. Atma jani Brahma is not so dear to me, Sankara is not so dear to me, Sankarsana, my brother Sankarsana is not so dear to me, Sri, my wife Lakshmi is not so dear to me, Naivatma, my soul, I myself is not so dear to me, as you are dear, isn't it? So who can carry this loving message? Such a loving friend, such dear, with dear only he can carry such message of love. So he chooses. He chooses Uddhava. Chooses Uddhava. Then send. We call Uddhava. Hey, come. Come. Not coming. Come. Come here. Takes Uddhava. Allows him to sit on his lap. Allows him to sit on his lap. Do you follow? Then, right hand. Holds his right hand. Holds his right hand. Like this. Krishna. Holds his right hand. Then stand. Say it. Gathodhava pradasam pradam samya pridinna pridimavo gopinang madhviyogadhim vatsandasai vimosaya. Says this thing. Go to Brajabhumi, go to Brajabhumi, Uddhava, go to Brajabhumi, go to Brajabhumi. Take this message and deliver this message to them, console them. Understand? He said, then he stops. Then Krishna stops thinking. And Uddhava thinks, what more? What more? Is there anything more? Krishna hesitates, shall I tell or not tell? No, no, I must tell. Then he says, Gopinang. Then he says, Gopinang. He speaks past father and mother. Then he says, Gopinang. Madhyoga, dhing, madhsanda, seimasya. All right, also take this message of love. The gopis, you'll meet the gopis. Madhyoga, hadi, madhsanda, sei. They are feeling very, very acute pain of separation from me. Yes. Madhsanda, sei. Take this message of love. Just deliver them. As they are feeling such acute pangs of separation from, I am also feeling such pangs of separation from them. My heart is also crying for them. Then Krishna himself says his own words. Taman manas kamat pranam adarthe tekta dehika mamivadaitam prestham atmanum manasagataha. 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, 46th chapter, 4th verse, is Krishna's own words. Tam manmanaska amat prana madathe tekta dehika mamivadaitam prestham atmanam manasagata. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, manmana bhavo. But here he gives example, who are they? Gopis. Tan manmanaska. Thus gopis, their mind is fixed in me. Manmanaska. Their mind. Every moment they are thinking me. Yes. They are giving their mind and heart to Krishna. Understand? Have you given Jagadish? Keeping by yourself my mind, my heart. Yes. Isn't it? Isn't it? Tan manmanaska. Mat prana, madarthe tekta dehika, mamivadaitam prestamatmanu manasagata. They have given their heart, they have given their mind and heart to me. You understand? That is manmanaska. This is example here. Krishna says there in Bhagavad Gita, Manmanabha, example is given here in 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Understand? Who are Manmanaska? Gopis. It's pure love. Huh? Their mind and heart don't belong to them. You understand? Don't belong to them. It is completely belongs to Krishna's. Manmanaska. Understand me? They've given it to Krishna. Huh? You'll never find example anywhere. Only one example, the gopis. Sudalabhang bhagavatahi loke. Such persons, devotees are very rare. Are very easily available. Huh? Premi bhakti, very rare. Sudalabha. So in Bhagavata you'll find detail is given there. When in sutra form, Gita says, it's detailed description, elaborate explanation given in Bhagavatam. You understand? Manmana bhava. And Krishna himself says this thing. Manmanaska mat prana. Their mind, their heart and mind they have given to me, that is mine. That's not there. Mat prana. That means Krishna is their prana. Krishna is their life. Mat prana. Whatever they are thinking in their mind is everything relating to Krishna, nothing else, no other thought. Every moment thinking Krishna, that is manmanabhava. All their bodily activities, mental activities, by speech, anything, is all related to Krishna, nothing but Krishna. And again, tekta dehika, madarthe tekta dehika, that means they are prepared to give up their body for me. Follow me? They are prepared to give up their body, leave their body for me. Such love. Nak takta dehika. Takta dehika. This is one, the speaker of Gita says that thing. He gives example. One who gives his mind and heart to Krishna, similarly Krishna gives his mind and heart to them. This is a reciprocation. This is reciprocation. As gopis are thinking, Krishna is similarly thinking day and night. Do you understand? But never speaks to anybody. Keeps hidden. Now he discloses this is the bhava, his heart, to his dear, most dear friend, Uddhava. Do you understand? Madanyata tena nānanti nāhu tebhyo manāgapi. They don't know anybody but me. I also don't know anybody. Only but that, isn't it? That's sadhu, such bhakta. So, Uddhava is thinking, so Krishna is so deeply thinking of the Braja gopis. So, mat prana, Krishna says mat prana, these gopis, damsels, Braja bhumi, they are my life. Krishna is their life, Krishna says they are my life. Understand me? I am now staying in Mathura. Isn't it? It's my body is only in Mathura. Do you understand? But my life is there. Understand me? My body is only lying here. But my life is there. My mind is there. My heart is there. Everything there. Krishna says. I am doing some activity, work here, and taking breathing, inhalation and exhalation. But my life is there. Do you follow me? This is reciprocal, pure love. My mind, my life, everything is in Braja Bhumi. Only my body is here. That Krishna says. Acha, if one question is here, why? Why such condition? Oh Krishna, why that condition has come to you? Oh, what is that? If this question will be asked, then what answer Krishna gives? Jetyakta loka dharmasa madarthe tan vibharsyam. Krishna says, 10th canto. Jetyakta loka dharmasa madarthe tan vibharsyam. That there was so love, pure love for me. They have given up everything. They have broken the family tie, which is very strong, cannot be broken, isn't it? Durjaya Griha Sankala, that verse is there. They have broken it. Given up all dharmas. Sarva dharmana paritejya mame kumsam. This is all. All dharma, Vedic dharma, all Veda dharma they have given up. Isn't it? That is complete surrender. This is based on pure love. Then never mind what is real dharma and adharma. Never mind. Kick everything. You understand? So how can I divorce you? How can I forget them? My heart and my life, everything is with them. I cannot forget them. How can I forget? How can I leave them? This bandhana, this bondage, bondage of love, prema bandhana. You understand? And feeling very acute pangs of separation from me. This viraha, this pang of separation is so acute that frequently they fall down unconsciously, murcha. Understand me? Uddhava. Frequently those Braj gopis, they fall down unconsciously. Therefore they are surviving, otherwise they would have died. They would have died. You understand? This is respect and love. Many things Krishna says. Uddhava, that means Krishna is Gopi Viraha Vidhura. Radha Viraha Vidhura. Understand? Krishna feels the pangs of separation from Gopi's pangs of separation from Krishna. I mean Radha. Understand me? As they feel the acute pangs of separation from Krishna, similarly Krishna feels. This is the reciprocation of love. Understand me? So, then he said one thing. At last. He kept patience, till he can't keep patience. Then he said, O Uddhava, during time of summer season, scorching heat of the sun is there. So, the water from all ponds, lakes dry up. Isn't it? Dry up. So, when the water is dried up, the turtles, they are in the lake or pond. What happens to them? What happens to them? How can they survive? Water is dried up. Somehow, these turtles keep themselves high into the mud there. Mud. Understand me? Because water is dried up. Understand my language? This is 10th canto. Similarly, my pang of separation like scorching heat of the sun in Brajabhumi. Understand me? Understand my language? My pang of separation is like summer season, scorching heat of the sun. Therefore, heart of the gopis, that is like lake. You understand? The jal of the water there, in the heart of the gopis, is dried up. So turtle, prana kurma, their life is like turtles. How can they survive? The water is dried up now. The heart is like lake. And my pang of separation is very hot. Summer, causing heat of the sun, then it's completely dried up. Then prana kurma, their life is like turtles. So, what they? Now, somehow, they have gone into the mud there. What is that? One hope is there. They have remembered, when I left Brother Me, I told, I will come back. Finishing my work in Mathura, I will come back. This hope is there. Krishna will come back. This is mud. Do you understand? The life like, the turtle like lives, the turtles, they are inside that mud. Somehow they are surviving. Asa, this hope. Jasa masa mrda manusuta prana kuruma vasanti. That verse is there in 10th canto. With this hope, this is like mud that I will come back. So, they are surviving. I have no language. I cannot describe the feeling of mine, Krishna says. And saying this, Krishna said tears, very hot tears. Krishna said hot tears. And Uddhava looking at the eyes of Krishna, Krishna is shedding tears, hot tears falling down, drops off. And Krishna, Uddhava is thinking, oh, how loving are the gopis. Yes, I cannot understand what love they have developed. Huh? Now Krishna is speaking this thing. Huh? Krishna is crying for them. Krishna is feeling such acute pangs of separation for them. Huh? So bhakta has bhagavat viraha, bhagavan has bhakta viraha. He didn't teach this reciprocation. Understand my language? Devotee, premi bhakta feels the pangs of separation. Huh? Lord, Krishna feels the pangs of separation from his love. Devotee, understand? This is reciprocal. This is reciprocal. This is reciprocal. Ah. As they are crying, shedding tears, Krishna is also crying and shedding tears. For this is Madhurjya Rash. Understand me? This is Madhurjya Rash. Madhurjya Rash. This is the last limit of prema. Mahaprabhu is similarly crying. Huh? Crying, 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 shedding tears. Huh? That is Mahaprabhu. So, manmana bhava, think of me. Who can think? Unless you develop such love for Krishna, your stupid mind, fickle mind cannot think. Fickle mind cannot be fixed. And the lotus feet of Krishna are Krishna. This is prema, the last limit. So, most intelligent person therefore uses every moment of his life to render loving service to the Lord. So give your mind, all eyes, give your mind. Give your mind to Krishna. Krishna said they have given their mind, heart, everything to me. So you give Jagadish. Will you give him? Are you giving? If you give, do you think Krishna will accept it? Your body, mind is so dear to you, you will never give it. Isn't it? It's very dear to you. Is not your body is very dear to you? So how can you give him? Are you giving? If you give your mind or heart to Krishna, I think Krishna will never accept it. Because whose mind and whose heart Krishna accepts? Whom Krishna selects? Now I'll steal his heart. Krishna is supreme stealer. Chauragraganya. Understand? Chauragraganya. Allow him to steal your heart, Baba. Understand my language? Allow him, oh supreme thief, please steal my heart. Oh, your heart, dirty heart, dirty heart, dirty heart, I won't steal. Very dirty heart, nasty heart, I won't steal, I won't take. If you give, you'll never accept. Jagadish. Understand my language? If you give, still no, dirty heart, dirty, dirty. Contaminate, fill the heart. I won't take. You will not take. If you give, you won't accept. You will never steal also. What is needed? Pure heart. Purity, isn't it? It should be pure heart. Purity will be there. No contaminant, no filth will be there. No dirt will be there. What is that? Annyam vilasasanyam jnana karmadi anabhita anukullena krishnan shadanam bhaktir uttama. Isn't it? Uttama bhakti. Prema bhakti. No desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation. Anukullena krishnan. Always engaged, what is said, day and night, 24 hours. Most intelligent person, therefore, uses every moment of his life to render loving service to Lord. That will give love. That will give pleasure, that will give all enjoyment to Lord Krishna, nothing for him. He never wants anything for himself. Krishna selects his heart to steal it. Understand me? Your heart is like that. If you offer it to Krishna, Krishna never accept. Or Krishna, oh Krishna, you are supreme, still, still my heart. Never steal. Never steal. Dirty heart. Filthy heart. Ah! Not pure. This is, it is not enough, Baba, a light. Purity is there, some jnanis are there, yogis, they maintain some purity. Ah, understand me? They maintain some purity. Never commit any sinful act. Understand me? One, when Mahaprabhu was doing kirtan in Srivasangan, courtyard of Srivas Pandita, one brahmachari was there. He is very strict brahmachari. Do you understand? He never, he only drinks milk. He only drinks milk. He never eats anything, only drinks milk. He never commits any sinful act. Very strict. Do you understand? Very strict follows celibacy. Strict brahmachari. Understand me? One day he requested Srivas Pandit, will you please allow me enter into your courtyard? I want to see Mahaprabhu's dancing, singing, dancing. Understand? Huh? Understand me? Srivas Pandit thought of, oh, he is pure. Because his heart is pure. He never commits any sinful act. Very strictly follow. Strict brahmachari, like Abdhut, very strict brahmachari, never commits any sinful activity, never thinking also, only drinks milk, very pure. So there would have been no objection if I allow him. Understand? He allowed, still he had apprehension. He said, all right, you are allowed, but stay there in that corner, don't come out. She put him in one corner of the room and covered him with a thick rug. Covered him. Do you understand me? Just stay there. Mahaprabhu came, started, bhaktas came, started sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. After few minutes, now someone else is here. Yes, someone else in this room. Why I cannot get ecstasy in my chanting, dancing, in my kirtan? Huh? Someone else must be here. Then what to do? Srivas couldn't hide it. Srivas said, yes, that brahmachari. Drive him out, very soon, drive him out, drive him out! Huh? Drive him out immediately, drive him out! Manutya dekhe dar kon shakti oy pan korle ki more hoy bhakti. If only drinks milk, he develops bhakti for me. The monkeys, they remain naked, they only eat fruits. They are very pure. Monkeys remain naked. Only eat fruit. Oh, pan kalagi more hai bhakti. Only by drinking milk, someone develops bhakti towards me. Drive him out, drive him out, drive him out. Immediately. Bhakti is something different. Understand? So one may think, yes, he has purity. Yes, strict brahmachari. Abdut, strict brahmachari. Yes, only drinks milk. Very strict follows brahmachari jabratha. Never loses semina, one drop of semina. Semina. No, Mahaprabhu, no, bhakti is not that bhakti. You follow? So your heart may be such. One may think, yes, pure heart. No, that is there. Strict brahmachari, drinks only milk. Still Krishna will never accept. Unless it is soaked with bhakti rasa. Understand me? Unless soaked with bhakti rasa, mellow, prem bhakti, Krishna will never accept. If such heart is there, Krishna selects, yes, I'll steal his heart. His heart I'll steal. Stealer will steal. Understand me? That is most important thing. That is most important thing. Because he is supreme stealer. Supreme stealer. Sauragraganya. Braje prasidam navan ita chauram. Gopanganananco dukula chauram. Anika jarmar jita papa chauram. Sauragraganya unkurusan namami. Sri Radhikaya Hridayasya Chauram Navambudasyamalo Kanti Chauram Parasidhanancho Samastha Chauram Chauragraganyam Purusam Namami. Chauragraganya, leader of the thieves, is supreme. You understand? Is supreme in all respect. Is supreme in stealing activity. Stealer, he steals Navanita, Makhan, from the house of gopis, isn't it? He is very famous in Brajabhumi, Navanita Chaura, stealer of makhan, butter, in the house of gopis, Gopangananca Dukula Chauram, he stole the garments of gopis while they are taking bath, to see their naked beauty, such thief, isn't it? So, will he steal your garment? No. Aneka dhammārjita pāpa chauram. Those who surrender unto him, so he steals the, all the sinful reactions accumulated there from lakhs of life. Yes, such a stealer. Radhikāya hudayasya chauram. He steals the heart of Radharani. Steals the heart of Radharani. Nabambuda syamalakanti chauram. He has stolen that blackish hue of the newly appeared patch of cloud. Understand? Newly appeared patch of black cloud, he stole. He has stolen that hue. And he has assumed that hue, his body. Understand? Navambuda syamala kanti chauram. Pradasana prasitananca samastha chauram. Those who take shelter, sarvadhman paite jam ahami kunsanam braja, give abandoning all varieties of dharma, those who completely takes shelter at his lotus feet, he steals everything from them. Understand? He steals everything. His wealth, he steals their wealth. Jasyaman grammani haranti paddharasan. If I really suffer mercy unto somebody, I steal all his material wealth. Makes him pauper, makes him pauper, makes him pauper. Then he's condemned, he's kicked out by his family members. Get out here, get out here, you're pauper, get out here. Family members will kick him out, friends will kick him out. Friends become enemy. That is my mercy. I steal everything, makes him pauper. Then he'll find nobody is there, he's there, only Krishna is there. Krishna is my shelter, Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector. That's the real mercy. Tada pada siddhānanca samastha chauram. Such a thief he is. So allow that thief to steal your heart, Jagadish Pandit. Allow him to steal your heart. Then you'll become manmana bhava. He has stolen the heart of Radharani, heart of gopis, so they are manmanaska. Such heart, completely pure, soaked with prema bhakti rasa. Understand? Soaked with the mail of prema bhakti. Krishna selects them and steals their heart. Then manmanaska. Understand me? Then become manmanaska. Manmanava. Day and night, 24 hours, never forget Krishna. Every moment will think of him. Otherwise, not possible, Baba. They, such persons, the most intelligent person, uses every moment of his life in the loving service to him. That is the mission of human life. Understand? Thank you very much. Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Samaveta Bhaktavinda ki jai. What is enjoyer? Isn't it? That is the object of his enjoyment. This is my object, I'll steal it. You'll not steal your heart. If offer you won't accept. Oh, supreme stealer, please. Steal. I steal. So mad heart, that. Never steal. heart pure and soaked with well of prem bhakti, Krishna chooses, oh, I'll steal his heart. He steals. Huh? Understand? When he steals the heart, what happens? Do you know? Such is mellow. Nectar is there. It's coming up, swelling up, swelling up. Swelling up. Like this. Swelling. 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 You see, mana uchata na na chale charana sansaro gela ma bhule mana uchata na na chale charana sansaro gela ma bhule. Excuse the heart. What happened? Whose heart he steals? What happens to him? His mind becomes restless. You understand? Mana uchatana. Nata, he cannot move. Like statues. Motionless. Motionless. Ecstatic symptom. Astasattvika bhava. Nachale charana. Sansarga. Completely forgetful of this material world. Completely forgetful of his existence. Oh, I am existing. Completely forgetful. What he is doing, he doesn't understand what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. You understand? And Krishna was going to Vrindavan taking cow calves. Krishna, Balaram, God, voice, the gopis. Come back to see. Yes. Isn't it? One new gopi, newly married, has come. All are going, why are they, where are they going? I'll go. Hey, don't go. You understand? Mother-in-law say, sister, don't. Black serpent. If he stings you, yes. Then Krishna is very pure. Our heart is very pure, so very blameless. Krishna picked it. I steal her heart. Krishna is going, and wonderful, very wonderful activity. Started some wonderful leela. So, catching hold of the tail of a calf, the calf jumped. Krishna ran behind him, and the calf came to that door. That girl, gazing, came to that door. Krishna gazed and stole his heart, her heart. You understand? And Krishna went like motionless statue standing. So her mother-in-law, sister came back. Hey, what happened? That black serpent stung you? Oh, poison is there. How to remove poison? There's a light. Give him to churn. Take this jogrut, churn it. But such poison is there, always thinking of Krishna. No other thought is there. What he is doing, she can't understand. Instead of churning, jogrut's churning, a pot filled with moong. Hey, what are you doing? It's churning that pot. Such poison, only thinking. No other thought is there. The heart is all stolen. Heart is not there. Mind is not there. Krishna. Hey, give him big brass pot. Go. Fetch water from that well. Give him a big pot. On it another small pot. And give him a small child, baby. Put it on your lap. Take this pot. Take this rope. Go. Fetch water. Then poison will be. Went there. Other thing, he goes another thought. Instead of putting the pot into the water, making noose, the rope is there. He made noose, put that rope in the neck of that child. Putting down. Others, hey, what are you doing? Putting down the baby into the water. Such is the condition. Oh, that black serpent has stung him of great poison. So she couldn't understand what she is doing. This is Manmana Baba. Every moment thinking of Krishna. Nothing else. Forgetful of the material world completely. Understand? This is the condition. This is the condition. Sansara yalama bole, sarana nachale. Your leg doesn't move. Completely forgetful of the, her existence, sansara, what is doing. Cannot understand. This is manmana. So, understand?
If one thinks of the of Krishna, Krishna is also thinking of you. So it means also the same with the Guru?
What is that?
If one thinks of Krishna and Krishna is also thinking of
you. Yeah, this is Prem Bhakti, this is reciprocation. If you constantly think of Krishna, Krishna thinks of you. Definitely. Reciprocal.
Is it the same also with the Guru?
Yes. Same thing. Guru. Yeah. Guru is representative. Yes. All the thinking of Guru, his instructions, all the engagement, loving service to Guru and Gauranga, similar.
Yes. Way, that means self-forgetfulness when we think of Krishna. And if we sing the same with the Guru, then we forget to think of in the Mongol
Latin. Guru says, think of Krishna, don't think of me.
Think of Krishna.
Yes, what Guru says.
That's what he asked.
What Guru says. Think of Krishna.
Think of Krishna.
Yes. Follow the instruction of Guru. Guru never said, think of me. He said, think of Krishna.
Yes, right.
He is thinking, and the instruction is the same. Yes.
Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu to also...